At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only.
Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Let's count down the top 5 most important non-conference games in the Big 12 Conference. I'm Pete Mundo. Thanks for joining us as always on the show. Make sure that you're subscribed to the channel. We appreciate you doing that. Podcast, YouTube, football is here. All right, so if you haven't subscribed yet, what are you waiting for? Let's go. Now with that, I will count it down from 5 to 1, the most important non-conference games for the Big 12 in the 2025 college football season. At number 5, I've got Texas Tech against Oregon State on Saturday, September 13th. Now, I know there's like a Pac-2, right? And you're thinking to yourself, wait, this is not all that compelling of a matchup. Here's why it matters. I feel like these early season non-conference sneaky games, Texas Tech always lays a massive egg in. And if you're Texas Tech and you're the Big 12, and the Big 12 needs Texas Tech to be good this year because of how much money they just spent in the transfer portal, they at least have to be competitive and they have to be in the Big 12 race come the end of the season, right? They just have to be. You can't end up in a situation where Texas Tech is losing to Oregon State on Saturday, September 13th, and then be like, yeah, no, but Tech's going to be in the mix for the Big 12 title. Can't have it. That's why it's an incredibly important game for the conference. Tech has struggled in games like this in the past. Tech needs a big showing in a non-conference game before Big 12 play starts. They can't afford to blow this one. And that's why this game is so critically important for the Big 12 conference. Now, I'm counting these down, but here's the other part that you've got to factor into all this. I'm not picking the most compelling matchups. I mean, there are some really good matchups on here. But some of you just heard Tech versus Oregon State, and you're like, wait, what? It's the games that mean the most to the Big 12 that will define the 2025 college football season for this conference. That's why I've got Tech and Oregon State at number 5. At number 4, Baylor at SMU, Saturday, September 6th, likely to be Baylor unranked against SMU ranked. Right out of the gates, you have an SMU team that, of course, played for an NA college football playoff last year. You have a Baylor team that a lot of people are projecting to potentially win, if not play for a Big 12 title. I think they can do it. I've got them just on the outside. You know my Big 12 picks by now. If you haven't, it's another reason you've got to subscribe to the channel. I've got Tech versus Utah, but I have Baylor in that top 4. So for the Big 12 to make a statement against an ACC team, which is important right now, the Big 12 is viewed as that third of 4 Power 4 conferences, but SMU does play a couple of Big 12 teams here, and if you're Baylor, you can get a really good road win and prove yourself early in the season against a team that was in a college football playoff last season. And I know that what you did last year, more so than ever, should not define what you are this year in the crazy era of transfer portal college football programs that we live in. But still, it's what we've got to work with. SMU's getting love, and Baylor winning that game would be enormous for the Big 12 Conference. At number 3, for the most important non-conference games in the Big 12, I've got TCU at North Carolina, Labor Day, Monday, September 1st. This one's big time, because this is going to be Bill Belichick's coaching debut at UNC. It is going to do a monster number in the ratings. It'll be the only game in town that night. Obviously, no NFL yet. Monday night, wrapping up the college football season. It's always a pretty good game on that Monday night of Labor Day. The TV network, ESPN, obviously, has done a good job finding an under-the-radar but also very compelling matchup for that Monday night Labor Day game. And this is perfect. Bill Belichick with his man boobs on the sideline is what America needs on Labor Day. Now it's TCU's job to go in there and make sure that what people are remembering from that game are not Belichick's man boobs. It's the fact that his Tar Heels got run over by the TCU Horned Frogs, led by Josh Hoover, who may put himself into the Heisman conversation early in the season. That's what we as Big 12 fans want to remember and want the nation to remember from that Monday night. Nothing about Belichick, outside of maybe a scowl or two. That's fine by me. But that's it. That's the extent of what I want people to remember from Bill Belichick on Labor Day night. So this TCU-North Carolina matchup is enormous for the Big 12 because TCU can be a competitor atop the league. I think they'll be just on the outside looking in. I don't trust that defense yet. I want to, but I don't. And if they roll over UNC, another Big 12 ACC matchup, got to get those wins versus the ACC, and this is going to be a big game in front of a monster audience where the Big 12 and TCU can put themselves back on the map after a couple of down years following that appearance in the national championship game. And I'll give you some honorable mentions after this. But at number one, for my most important game in the Big 12 non-conference schedule this year, Mississippi State and Arizona State. And you're thinking, wait, why Mississippi State? For exactly the reason you're thinking. But just think about it from a different perspective. Mississippi State was picked at the bottom of the SEC. Arizona State is a trendy pick to win the Big 12 Conference. Arizona State and the Big 12 Conference cannot afford to lose a game to a bottom feeder in the SEC. It would be a colossal disaster for the Big 12 if they lose this game to Mississippi State. You just can't do it. You can't afford it from a Big 12 SEC perspective. You cannot have one of your contenders. You cannot have the team that is coming off a college football playoff appearance. That's a trendy pick to get back to a college football playoff after winning the Big 12. That's ranked just outside the top 10 in the AP poll. That has a ton of mojo under one of the hottest head coaches in the country in Kenny Dillingham. You cannot afford a loss, especially at home, to a bottom feeder SEC team like Mississippi State. It just can't happen. The Big 12 can't afford this one. And maybe that's not your interpretation of what makes it the most important non-conference game, but to me, that's everything. You have to win this game that you will be a big favorite in against a conference that you're trying to close the gap with against a team that is picked to finish the bottom of its league. Because if you were to lose that game, you know and I know what the SEC is doing. See, why do we even bother with these guys? Why do we even play the games? Just go right to a playoff, 1 through 16, put 16 teams from the SEC in there. Maybe you put in, you know, 4 Big Ten teams and 12 SEC teams. And just, I mean, call it a day. This is such a waste of time. I'm exaggerating, but you get the point. Some would go there. They would do it. And I want no part of it. And nobody in the Big 12 should want any part of that potential debacle of a conversation having to be had. So that's why I've got the Arizona State-Mississippi State game as the most important. So before I get to my honorable mentions, my top five most important games in the Big 12 and non-conference play for the 2025 season. Number one, Arizona State-Mississippi State. Number two, Baylor versus... Wait, did I skip over number two? Oh, no, I skipped over number two. I can't believe this. I went from 3-1. Shame on me. Oh. All right, well, let's do it right now. I gave you three, TCU at North Carolina. I skipped the one, which was Arizona State, Mississippi State. It happens. We're letting it rip live on the show. In between one and three, the number two game in the Big 12 is Baylor versus Auburn Friday, August 29th. All right? There you go. That's the number two game. I got so excited about one, I skipped over two. Shame on me. You guys are probably watching this saying, does Pete know how to count? Can he go 5-4-3-2-1? I mean, I do work in media, so that's debatable. But brain fart there. Anyway, Baylor versus Auburn is number two on my list. Auburn's not projected to be a very good team in the SEC, but it's still a good program overall. And for Baylor, wanting to obviously compete atop the Big 12 and get the Big 12 a big Friday night showcased win over the SEC, that's the time to do it. So that's why I've got Baylor-Auburn at number two on my list. So let's count it down. Top five most important non-conference games of the Big 12. Arizona State, Mississippi State at one. Baylor v. Auburn at two. TCU at North Carolina at three. Baylor at SMU at four. And Texas Tech v. Oregon State coming in at number five in our top five most important non-conference games in the Big 12 Conference in 2025. Now, the honorable mentions, the ones that just missed the cut. Georgia Tech at Colorado. My buddy Josh Pate has Georgia Tech winning the ACC. So if Colorado gets a win early in the season, that would be a big sign that there may not be a slump post-Travis Hunter and post-Shedeur Sanders for Colorado. SMU, TCU, I'm putting on that list as well. Similar to the Baylor SMU reasoning, ACC, Big 12, SMU in the playoff, the whole deal. And then also in the honorable mention ranking, I've got Kansas at Missouri. Missouri has a schedule that a lot of people believe will allow them to go 10-2. For Kansas, it could be a huge statement game early on that Jalen Daniels and Lance Leipold will have a bounce back season. And if they can pull that off, the Border War is a tremendous rivalry. It's going to be big time for the Big 12. And for those of you saying, what about games like the Backyard Brawl? It's a great rivalry, but I'm sorry, there's no juice outside of Pittsburgh and Morgantown because both teams are not projected to be any good. So that can't be one of the biggest non-conference games in the Big 12. I hope one day it gets there, but it just can't be right now.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
What do you say we count down the top five conference games in the Big 12 Conference now? I'm Pete Mundo. We're Heartland College Sports, where we cover the Big 12. Make sure you're subscribed to the channel. Come on, college football's coming. You don't want to miss it. We got a lot of great content always coming your way. Guests, analysis, and more. So please subscribe, YouTube, the podcast. We appreciate you as always on the radio show as well. So I'll count it down 5-1. The most important games in the Big 12 this season, conference games in the Big 12 this season. So a lot of this obviously is partially based on who I think is going to be good this year. So at number five, I've got Farmageddon, Kansas State, Iowa State as the fifth most important game in the Big 12 this year. Now, I don't believe Iowa State or Kansas State will be in the Big 12 championship game, as I talked about on a prior show. But the winner of this game is going to be in such a better spot than the loser who flies home 6,000 miles and is like, what was the point of that? The travel around this game is not getting nearly enough attention. It's bad enough the NFL does it. It's even dumber that college football does it. You're talking about college communities that are losing millions of dollars in revenue on a day to play a game in Ireland. I hope the Irish car bombs are flowing really, really well. I'll just say that much. Even though I know a lot of K-Staters and Iowa Staters going, and I hope you all have a great time, I just don't like taking a game away from Manhattan, Kansas, or Ames, Iowa. I hate that for those small businesses, but I understand some of the big picture here. That being said, the winner of this game will be 1-0 in Big 12 play. The loser will be 0-1 and traveling 6,000 miles to get home. That is brutal. So that's why I've got it as the fifth most important game in the conference this season. At number four, I'm going with Arizona State at Baylor, September 20th, to open up the season. That is an enormous week one in the Big 12 for conference play. That September 20th date, keep an eye on it because there's another one I've got on the schedule in my top five on that very same day. But Baylor, Arizona State, these are two teams that rightfully so believe they can and will compete atop the Big 12. Now they've got to play each other. And that game, which is huge, is going to be in Waco, Texas. So regardless of who you're a fan of in this one, I think both teams will be able to handle the heat. Maybe a little more humidity in Waco, Texas than the folks in Tempe are used to. But man, this one is going to be just an absolute fantastic way to kick off conference play. And the winner is going to be in great positioning, obviously, moving into the Big 12 schedule. And the loser is going to feel like, dang, we're already behind the eight ball, and it's not even October. We've got to go on a run here. So for these two teams, this game could be a rematch in early December in Arlington, Texas. Like, it's entirely possible. Do you remember last year? Oklahoma State hosted Utah. It was the same week. Opened up Big 12 play in Stillwater. And we said at the time, wow, this might be a preview of the Big 12 championship game because they were picked 1-2 in the conference. And they played each other in the opening weekend of conference play. And it was like, wow, look at these two teams. I think it was Oklahoma State who came back to make it a game late. Utah won it. And it was like, man, that could be a preview maybe, right? I mean, we're picking them 1-2 in the media polls, and we think they're going to be good, and Mike Gundy, Kyle Whittingham, and they both completely fell off the map. So it doesn't always go how we think it's going to go, especially in this conference. That being said, I really think that that September 20 weekend and that game in particular is going to go a long way to deciding how the Big 12 moves going forward. All right. Now, let's look at the number three game in the Big 12 for top five conference games. Baylor versus Kansas State on October the 4th. All right? So Baylor and Kansas State on October 4th is a big one. Because once again, I think that these two teams are going to be in the mix. They'll be in the conversation. And on top of that, you know, I think that the early October timeframe is when you start to see teams separate. All right, you start to go out there and you start to get a feel for who is trending in what direction. Every year, especially in the Big 12, because the Big 12 doesn't play conference games until really that late September, final third of the month of September window, is when that really kind of starts to pick up and you start to obviously get a feel for who's who and what's what. Before that, the Big 12 is playing non-con games, obviously, weeks 1-3, except for this weird deal in Ireland. So Baylor versus Kansas State is going to be very telling. Avery Johnson, Sawyer Robertson, fantastic quarterback matchup there. And for Avery Johnson, that could be a big-time coming-out party for him. It could also be a barn burner of a game between these two teams based on what I think they each are bringing to the table on both sides of the ball. I mean, that could be like a 51-48 kind of a game if I'm looking 2 months ahead to see how that one might play out. But once again, it will be a major game in terms of figuring out what the Big 12 standings look like throughout the rest of the season. Now, at number two on my list for top five conference games in the Big 12, I've got Utah versus Arizona State on October the 11th. So I'm looking at that one and I'm saying, okay, Utah, you look at the Utah football schedule, and I'm just here to tell you, I know that, you know, some of you think I'm nuts. having Utah's eyes, I have them. But Utah gets a lot of its toughest games at home. They get Texas Tech at home. They get Arizona State at home. And they get Kansas State at home late in the season. So even though their schedule is tricky, their toughest games are at home. They go on the road to West Virginia. They go on the road to Kansas at the end of the season. So, you know, BYU is always tough, obviously. That's a, you know, great rivalry game. But some of their tougher games they've got at home. And that one in particular I look at and I say to myself, man, one of these two teams is going to go into the middle of October and say to themselves, we are in a great spot right now. All right, and you got Utah coming off a bye in that game, so that's obviously going to play a big role as well. I believe Arizona State is as well. I think both teams, let me confirm that, are coming off a bye going to that October 11th matchup. Yeah, they are. So they're both coming off the bye. They'll each have a game or two in conference play under their belts, and that one right there is going to be one you look at and you say to yourself, okay, all right, I feel you. I got you. Let's see what it's going to take now. And, you know, it's going to feel like an old school Pac-12 game in many respects, but obviously now it's a Big 12 matchup. And at number one on my list for the top five conference games in the Big 12, I'm going back to September 20th. And I kind of have to do this because this game is my Big 12 championship matchup. Let me take a sip of water here, build up that hype. We need a drink sponsor on the show. That's what we need. Pete Mundo at HeartlandCollegeSports.com. Reach out to me there. I've got there in my number one spot, Utah hosting Texas Tech, September 20th. Same weekend as that Arizona State Baylor game. I mean, I've got it as my Big 12 championship game, so I would be foolish to not have it as my most important conference game, right? I mean, at least give me that. Even if you disagree with my pick, you got to admit, if that's my pick for the Big 12 conference championship game, I have to make that the most important conference game, don't I? I got to back up my own pick. So that's why I'm going along with that. That's why I'm picking that at number one. But in all seriousness, I mean, that's another game that weekend that really defines the early Big 12 season. That September 20th weekend where you've got Tech at Utah and you've got Arizona State at Baylor is going to go a long way to determining what the rest of the Big 12 season is going to look like. And Utah gets Tech at home early. If you're going to get Tech, you want them early in the season when they're still trying to work out the kinks with all these new pieces in the transfer portal. So if you're Utah, that's the time to get them. You get them on the road, and you hope it works out in your favor. And if you're Tech, it's a moment to go on the road in Big 12 play and announce that you're here. You got Oregon State in the non-con, but, you know, it's not exactly murderer's row there. So this can be the coming out party for Joey McGuire and this 2025 team. And if he starts 0-1, man, they're already going to be giving him a hard time down in Lubbock. And if Whittingham starts 0-1, they're going to be like, is this guy officially washed up in Salt Lake City? Not actually, but you get the point. The narratives around both teams change dramatically with a win or a loss in that game. That's why I've got it at number one. So I'll count down the top five conference games in the Big 12 this season. At number one, I've got Tech at Utah on September 20th. At number two, Utah v. Arizona State October 11th. At number three, Baylor versus K-State October 4th. At number four, Arizona State at Baylor September 20th. And at number five, Kansas State versus Iowa State on August the 23rd. Now for honorable mentions, games that just missed the cut. I've got Arizona State versus Texas Tech on October 18th. Two teams I think will be in the hunt. I've got Arizona State at Iowa State on November 1. Ames, November, tough spot. Arizona State entering the final month of the season in the mix for a Big 12 championship appearance. Iowa State could be in the same spot too. That has all the makings of a Big 12 classic on November 1st in Ames. And then this may surprise some of you, but I'm going to say Sunflower Showdown, Kansas, Kansas State, October 25th. Games in Lawrence. And if you look at the Kansas football schedule, you know, it's soft on the front end. They've got West Virginia, Cincinnati, UCF. It doesn't get any easier to open up Big 12 play. Then it's Texas Tech on the road, bye week, and K-State. It's entirely possible that KU is something like 8-1. Excuse me. Let me see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. They'd be 7 games in. 6-1. Going into that matchup, it's not impossible. And if K-State is in a great spot as well, I mean, that could be two top 25 teams at the end of October competing to be in the mix for a Big 12 championship appearance as we flip the calendar to November. So that's a sneaky good game in Lawrence on October 25th. I'm Pete Mundo. We're Heartland College Sports. Thank you for being here. Hey, if you have not subscribed to our forums, they're free. Go to the website, heartlandcollegesports.com. Check them out. Join them. We have a good time on there. Interact with a lot of cool Big 12 fans. I'm on there all the time, and we'd love to see you on the Heartland College Sports forums. Have a great rest of your day. The Big 12 season is right around the corner. I can't wait, and we'll talk to you soon.
Lowe's knows that free makes everything better. That's why our rewards members get free standard shipping on the things they need and want, starting at Silver Key status every day. Savings for rewards members add up fast, so why wait? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help, you save. Not available in Alaska and Hawaii. Exclusions and more terms apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/shipping terms. Subject to change.